I'm Florence Schwein, the lucky host of El Paso Primetime, who gets to talk to two very important people who currently live at the North Pole, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus.
Ho, ho.
See? Listeners, Santa's here. The big day is only a week away, and the two of you must be ever so busy getting ready for the trip around the world. Thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us.
Oh, we'll be back in a few weeks, so this is just a pre-visit.
Oh, it is.
Yes, and we're taking out time just so that we can talk on your show today.
I'm so glad to have you here, and I know our listeners are going to be really surprised that you decided to come to El Paso or talk to us in El Paso. I'm in a little state of awe here. I know I probably will wish I'd asked more questions when our time is finished. So, you know, just please chime in whenever you'd like to. I've never really talked to Santa Claus since I've been an adult. And so
we'll excuse you this time.
Will you? I'm glad. And Mrs. Santa Claus, what a privilege it is to have you. I know the legend of Santa Claus goes all the way back to Byzantine times, to what is now Turkey, when St. Nicholas made sure children were rewarded for good deeds. Then you turned up in Europe and even came with Dutch settlers to New York in pre-colonial times. Santa, you certainly have gotten around. And such longevity.
Well, I attribute that all to a special tea I drink every day.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Is that green tea?
No, it's a special tea called Tinamin, which has just been discovered in China, but we've known about it for centuries.
Well,
and
it's
called longevity tea.
Oh, good for you. Well, I guess Santa would know things like that.
It's certainly been helpful.
Because you have crossed the centuries.
Oh, at least 1,000 years, okay?
Or more.
Or more. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we think about the entire movement to the Byzantine Empire, it was Constantine that gave me my first start.
And you were a bishop then.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And as a result of that, I was able to make a lot of people happy.
And that's what you continue to do today. So we're real pleased to have you with us. But, you know, I think it was around the 19th century that you got a wife.
Yes, that occurs as a result of what we call cultural change. It took me a while to get around to those things, but I was always so busy. But figuring that part of the cultural change, you know, which was to identify with our Western culture and our Eastern cultures, which all have husbands and wives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, I felt left out initially.
Okay?
Oh. I was just so busy.
I know, but, you know, probably those elves needed a little woman's touch as well.
Well, yes, but, you know, it was hard getting them around to doing things appropriately. They were a little messy at times.
Uh-oh, and that's where Mrs. Santa Claus had to come in.
Oh, yes, I think Santa has done such a better job ever since I've come to help him, because, you know, sometimes those elves, they would have squabbles, and I would, you know, help, but not very often. And I would try to help settle those so that Santa didn't have to scold them. And I kept the house nice and neat and clean, and I helped him keep up with all of his lists and what's new.
Oh, I think that's just wonderful. You know, the first I learned about Mrs. Santa Claus was from a poem that was published way back in 1889 by Kathryn Lee Bates. She was a professor at Wellesley.
I've delivered presents to Kathleen.
Oh, you did?
Oh, God, yes, when she was a child.
And was she a good little girl?
She was a very good little girl. And look what happened to good little girls.
Oh, they grow up.
They grow up.
To be college professors.
There you go.
By the way, she wrote America the Beautiful. Did you know that, Santa?
I didn't know that. No.
Well, see, there's one thing that Santa didn't know.
I just haven't kept up with her lately.
Well, probably.
She's not on my list anymore, you know.
Oh, I'm sure she's not. But in her poem, Mrs. Santa Claus, she called you Goody. But others have indicated that your name is really Merry Christmas.
Well, sometimes Santa calls me Goody, but most of the time he calls me Mary. And I really do like it when he calls me Mary because I am a very happy wife.
Oh, I see. And I agree. Santa would need a happy wife.
You would have to be happy with me, yes. And what else could I do but bring you happiness?
I think that's just
good. Isn't that nice?
Oh, does he wake up in the morning that happy?
Oh, yes, he does.
I'm just a happy person.
He makes me laugh.
He makes the whole world chuckle.
Isn't that nice?
And, you know, it's nice to be a giver of good cheer. Well, in that poem, you pleaded once to ride along with Santa on a Christmas Eve. And you mended some holes in stockings that some of the little children had hung by the fireplaces.
Well, you know that there have been many poems and stories written about Santa. And I know that particular poem. And I want all the children to know that Santa is so very kind, and he would take me anytime I asked to. I would not have to plead or beg Santa. But, you know, I do have to stay back at the North Pole and help the elves just in case Santa needs more toys.
Oh, I can imagine. Now, how does all of that work? Children, and some adults, too, ask for certain things. How do you keep it all straight?
Well, in today's world, we're technological, you know. When I leave now, we both have cell phones.
Oh.
And
oh.
So if I have forgotten anything or forgotten someone, Mary will call me.
Oh, Mary, you're wonderful.
Yes.
So you are you the person that checks the list twice, or does Santa check it twice?
Oh, no. He checks it twice, and I check it the third time.
Oh, good. So now we can rest assured that everybody that's on the list, but you have to be good.
You have to be very nice, not naughty.
Yeah.
Okay?
You know.
Because if I come and you're naughty, I'll just fly right over.
So that means going to bed at the right time, too, on Christmas
Eve,
doesn't
it? That would be very helpful, yes. But don't forget the cookies.
Uh-oh.
And the milk.
And do you really eat all those cookies?
Unfortunately, yes. But, you know.
It's a long night.
It's a long night. And I tell myself, just one night a year, I can eat all those cookies ad infinitum. I feel very, very, very happy after eating all those cookies.
He eats all of those cookies and the ones I pack for him, too.
Oh, my goodness. And yours must be very special cookies.
Oh, yes, magic.
Magical cookies. And I'm sure they have a lot of protein in them to get through that night.
Oh, magic because it has a special energy source.
Well, and you would need it to go that many miles.
You certainly would, okay? I mean, it is a tremendous trip. I'm really excited about that trip, mainly because I get to fly around, okay, with my reindeers, and each year we add something new to our technology. Do you realize this year, okay, for the first time, Rudolph, okay, will have, and he's had it most of the year now, he has a solar blanket that we keep on him all day long so that he won't run out of energy for his red nose.
Oh, a solar blanket.
A solar
now,
blanket.
Now, who invented that? Was it one of the elves?
One
was it Mrs. Santa Claus?
No, no. It was one of the elves. Now, we sent one of the elves to MIT, you know.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes. He's become technologically relevant.
Well, and I guess you would need some of that experience on
Absolutely.
Your staff.
Absolutely. And he is just marvelous. He has many ideas for us. And Rudy has really become a close friend of his now.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad they're pals.
Oh, they're pals. Well, we were worried about Rudy for many, many years. I mean, there was these tremendous problems among the rest of the reindeer, you know.
Oh, were they jealous?
They were really jealous. And poor Rudy, he was so sensitive.
Oh, yeah. I guess you'd have to be.
And the criticism got so far out of hand at one point that Mary had to take him into the house and hug him most of the evening.
Oh, did you?
I did.
And did you have to counsel the other elves about being a little bit more polite?
Well, I just reminded them that they were all very important.
Well, I guess that would be.
And that just one elf or one reindeer couldn't do it by themselves.
Well, yes, and I guess with the staff you have, not one person can do it all.
No, not even Santa.
The complexity. We are even thinking of adding robots in the future.
Oh, really?
Yes, the elves have asked me about that since we have, you know, Mickey coming in to tell us about his MIT experiences. The robots of the future will be helping us in terms of our packing and unloading, and it will make it so much easier. It will probably reduce our insurance, too.
Oh, yeah. You must have a big insurance bill.
My gosh, with all those elves, okay, and the potential, you know, of getting hurt lifting all those beautiful packages. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to drop them because they're designed for all of the lovely people in Santa's land.
Well, actually, I can imagine. Now, are you going to name those robots too?
That will probably be an exercise we'll have next year. We're going to ask all the children, okay, all over the world, okay, no matter what country they're from, okay, to give us ideas for names for our robots.
I think that's a wonderful idea. I can't imagine. Let's see. If I were going to name a robot that worked for Santa and Mrs. Claus, it just can't be an ordinary name, can it?
No, it cannot. It's got to be something really icy.
Ooh, that's cold.
Oh, absolutely.
Santa, I didn't know you were such a joker.
But we're sure that all the ideas will come from all the different toys that children ask for today.
I know. Okay? It must be really difficult with all the technology. You know, when you have to manufacture all those, do you have a technology plant or something?
Oh, we are. We are really well situated now. We've gone through several crises economically all over the world. And while these children certainly don't know about 1929, okay, but today we have a whole set of investment counselors.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes. And we were going to ask for an active exchange on Wall Street and the rest of the world, so that our economic plans can be identified and supported, and we know we can provide a very, very big return. All it depends upon is how good the children are.
And, you know, that's very important because good children grow up to be better adults, don't you think,
Santa? Oh, I think so. I think so. And we know that as they're very, very good, then the market will go way, way, way up. Okay, as a result of it, and the economy will improve for everyone.
Oh, that'll be great. My goodness. When Christmas comes every year, it's almost like it gets rid of all the bad things out of the year, and we start that new year with brightness and cheer and lots of anticipation.
Oh, absolutely. And if some of the kids do stay up a little late, they might see my new sleigh.
Oh, no. I bet you have something special now.
Oh, yes. We know that all of your moms and dads out there, for example, have their garments, right? Mm-hmm. But we have our own electronic devices to help us, okay? Oh. We have a special radar system that we're going to hook up with NORAD, who've been very, very cooperative over the years, letting us know where we are in space and time. And so now we have our own special satellite system that sends us all over the world. We won't miss anyone.
And don't forget, Santa, we still have magic.
Oh, and that's part of Christmas, isn't it, Mrs.
Yes.
Santa Claus? Is that the part you like best?
Yes, I do. And Santa just doesn't realize how important it is to remember how strong his magic is.
I believe in magic. Magic makes the world go round.
It certainly does. And magic comes in the form of smiles.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You must be very excited about the fact that even young children can use the technology.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we are so impressed that everybody's thumb fingers now today are well versed in terms of muscle arrangement.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I guess the human race has moved along. Santa, you're right with us. Let me talk about the factory a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, is it divided up? Do you have like a cookie shack? Or Mrs. Santa Claus,
Do you have a cookie shack?
Oh, yes, a cookie shack. And we have, let's see, a cookie shack. What other kind of shacks do we have, Santa?
We have Radio Shack.
Oh, Radio Shack.
all for all that technology. And then there's the textiles. You have to make all those dresses for those dolls.
Oh, yes. We have to, and knitting and crocheting and
the carpenter shop.
Oh, yes, the carpenter shop. And today we have, you know, electronic drills. We never had that before. And the poor elves, none of them now have problems with their arthritis.
Really?
No, they have. They know where to charge their drills, and they can go right in and drill, charge their battery, and come right back, and they don't complain. It is remarkable what these new devices have done for us.
Well, I think it must be remarkable what the elves are doing. And how do they get educated to do all of this? Do you run a little school or workshops, or how do you do all that?
Well, the elves, anytime any new technology comes out, our little elf that comes from MIT helps teach them and teach me and teach Santa, and we both teach all of the elves.
And then we've taught them on their iPhones how to get onto the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they ask questions, you know, like Google.
Oh,
God, yes. I mean, it is remarkable, especially when they get into, you know, very interesting complex factors with regard to certain toys. I mean, they get right on Google and they just find all kinds of answers. Their creativity now is just unbelievable.
Well, it certainly is a new world. I imagine, Santa, you're just having a great time.
Absolutely.
With this world.
Absolutely. And I get more merrier every year as I think about all the neat things that are going on.
Whatever happened to plum pudding and blocks and all of those
things? Oh, we still have all those things. I think they're very important because those are things that make creativity possible. So we think about, you know, thinking within the box and outside the box as well.
Oh, I'm so glad that there's somebody up there at the North Pole that spends all year thinking about our welfare and about how we progress in society.
Absolutely. The most important thing is that we're thankful each year at Christmas for the peace and happiness of the world. That's why I say we will do this forever.
Well, as you're doing that and as you're planning ahead forever. You must really enjoy the creativity that happens in the world as we progress as human beings.
Absolutely. Each year I get a new Christmas story.
Oh,
something great that happens. Something where parents and their children are really in love and in touch with the world. I enjoy that.
Oh, and Mrs. Santa Claus, I'm sure that when Santa's happy, you're really happy too.
Oh, yes. And I just really like it when Santa laughs.
I do too. And, you know, it's that laugh that made me think, oh, gee, wouldn't it be great to interview Santa and Mrs. Claus this year? We've never done that before. And, you know,
there's always the first time, Florence.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I can't remember being a child and visiting with Santa Claus.
I do.
Oh, you do? What was I like?
Oh, you were a very, very cute little girl.
Oh, thanks.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Yes. And very, very adamant about when your mother said go to bed. You did it.
Oh, I did. That's true. I did. And I usually wanted a doll.
And normally that's what I would bring to you because that was your favorite request.
It was, and I always like to make new clothes for them and, you know. And this tells how old I am, Santa, but you already know. So I got one of those dolls one year you gave to me that you could actually comb its hair. It wasn't painted on its head.
Wasn't that neat?
I know. That was really
neat. I knew that's
what
you wanted.
And you got the little comb and the little brush and a little mirror.
Yes, I did. And you remember that, Mrs. Claus?
I do. I remember.
I really loved that. And then when I got a little older, I wanted a bow and arrow set. And
yes, we thought about that. But thinking about what your mother and father really wanted for you.
Yeah, you gave me one without points. It had suction cups.
It wasn't pointless. It was designed intentionally for that.
I know. I guess you didn't really trust me, did you?
And sometimes the children need to remember that Santa can't bring them everything they want because they have to think about what their mothers and fathers want for them.
Oh, and as an adult, I know that now. But I'm so surprised that you remembered. That's impressive. Now I really know about your database.
It is immense.
Oh, and you know, as a young adult, when I had children of my own, it was so exciting to take them to visit with Santa Claus. Yeah, or when he came on Thanksgiving Day in the Santa
Parade. We do make some trips occasionally for folks who request mm-hmm. them.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. And that wonder and joy that you see in a child's face when they're talking to Santa. What do you do about those little ones that cry?
I hold them tighter and say, it'll be okay. Mom and Dad are right over there, you know. They're mm-hmm. not going to leave you. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy having you on my lap.
Oh, Santa. And sometimes you're with him when he's making those appearances.
But not very often. I really need to stay back at the North Pole so the children do not see Mrs. Santa as often as they see Santa Claus.
That's true. And you know, I guess the elves kind of get a little insy around that time period. You know, they're trying to get everything done. And mm-hmm. do they kind of get a little tired and cross?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. But we just give them extra cookies from the cookie shack, and that makes them happy again.
Do you do all those decorating cookies, the ones that have the stars and the sprinkles?
Oh, no. Some of the elves do that. They each get to choose the type of decorations they want, and that's their favorite part.
I can imagine, and I can imagine they lick their fingers, too. And I bet that the reindeers are really happy when somebody leaves something for them.
Absolutely.
What do you suggest is kind of the best thing to leave, corn or
well,
what is
you know, reindeers are stereotyped sometimes. They also like cookies.
Oh, do they?
Yes, they do.
I can't imagine.
Especially the ones that look like Christmas trees.
Oh, and the ones that have those little silver balls on
yes,
them?
Yes, all over it. Mm-hmm. And they get so happy, they even giggle after they eat them.
Oh, do they? Having happy reindeers on Christmas night,
that's
on Christmas Eve,
yes,
must be very important.
Yes.
Now, Santa, you've got to go 91,000 miles around the Earth in 24 hours. I can see where your radar and all the new things you have and NORAD's very, very important.
Well, we've customized a little bit and we have always been able to travel almost at the speed of light. People don't realize how fast reindeers really are.
Especially when they're magic reindeers.
Oh, magic reindeers, you can bet on it. I mean, we move so quickly. And you know, at one part of the universe or the Earth is 24 hours difference anyway. So we have the full 24 hours. And then we just hop and skip and jump one house to the other, all over the world.
You don't always go down all of those chimneys, do you?
No, we're a little worried today because some of them have caps on them.
Oh, and they've changed.
They've changed a little bit.
But Santa, you have your magical ways.
Oh, yes. I just kind of blink at it and I can get right down.
Yeah, or you could go in the front door.
Generally, I do that, but I have to be very cautious. You know, some communities have very strict laws.
Oh, I imagine. But you know all that.
Absolutely. I wouldn't want to go into anyone's house that did not want us to come.
Oh, no. And you wouldn't do that.
Absolutely
right?
not.
Right.
No.
Right. Because I imagine there are some people who would just rather not have Santa around.
There are a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I sure hope you're coming to my house this year.
Oh, it'll be a surprise, Florence.
I haven't even made a list yet.
but I've checked it twice.
Oh, so
and I've checked it the third time.
Oh, my word. I already got my list from my husband, though. And from the grandchildren. And from the children.
My gosh. But we can always pull more space where we come from. Don't worry about space.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, that's a lot of stuff to carry around in that sleigh.
Yes, but it's our concept of space and time for where you people are here on Earth is a little bit different. We expand and contract with all the movements of the universe. And when we do that, we never have to worry about space.
So there's so much magic in this. It's almost like you can feel it in the air.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They can have their Einsteins and all of the physicists of the world. But what we have here is a magic of the universe. And with the magic of the universe, we can do almost anything.
And is part of that magic goodwill towards everyone?
Absolutely.
And accepting people for who they
absolutely. Are? Absolutely. When someone is good to someone else, it generates greater magic. And if everyone does it, I have more magic and energy than the universe can stand.
Wow. You know, Mrs. Santa Claus, it just must be wonderful to live in that atmosphere with beautiful white snow all around you year-round, the smell of cookies, toys being made. By the way, who designs all those toys besides the MIT people?
Well,
that reindeer.
That's not a real serious problem for us because it keeps going over and over and over again. And our designs, as I said, with our magic, are unending.
And so we can look forward to this for many, many years to come. And you're going to get special treats from all over the world, I imagine. Even here in El Paso, I think some of the kitchens are going to be producing cookies that are like Germany
Mexico. I prefer when I come to El Paso that they have empanadas.
Empanadas.
Yes.
Santa Claus loves empanadas.
Yes, and he brings some back for me.
Oh, he does.
He does.
Oh, and do you share them then with the elves?
I do. Are there if there are enough left, but there are always enough left.
I do save a few for them.
I'm so glad.
The smell when I go over El Paso certainly directs me in that direction.
I'm glad you know where El Paso
yes.
is. But that's also another way of sharing cultures and understanding all the good that goes on in the world. So Santa, you know, it seems strange that here I want to wish you a Merry Christmas,
see,
Mr. Mrs. Santa Claus.
We love the magic that we create.
You certainly
and we get
do.
It in return.
And that's really the communication for the holiday season, isn't it?
Yes.
A wonderful spirit towards one another. So are you on schedule to get everything ready?
We are ready to go.
So you're taking care of all the weather and
absolutely.
All the little problems
absolutely.
In the world? And so if you just had one wish for this holiday season, what would it be?
That there be peace in the world.
And that the world be a safe and happy place.
For everyone.
For everyone.
Thank you so much, Mr. and Mrs. Claus, for sharing holiday cheer with us. Dennis Wu, our producer on El Paso Primetime, joins me in wishing you well on your upcoming trip. And in wishing all of our listeners a safe and joyous holiday season. I'm Florence Schwein.
Merry Christmas!